O'clock. Time now for emerging economies with a focus on Russia. Professor Irina Filatova, Professor Emeritus at UKZN. Irina, thanks so much for joining us, Professor. I hope you are well.
Well, thank you.
I hope your connectivity is well, and I hope Vladimir Putin's internet connectivity is good, because there's all sorts of proposals about whether the BRICS summit set to take place in South Africa in August will be moved or not. There's a proposal that maybe China be the venue. South Africa will still chair the BRICS heads of state summit. But there's also a suggestion that Vladimir Putin crosses in via some sort of Zoom link or electronic link. Will the upcoming BRICS summit be moved to another venue?
Well, look, I do not know whether it is going to be moved, but South Africa finds itself in a real pickle because the investors are starting to behave as if South Africa is already under sanctions. And we heard from the head of the Reserve Bank that the situation may be even more severe. So the government has to do something. And I'm sure that they are in conversation both with the Russian government and with the Chinese government, and they are getting a lot of advice. But the problem is that the Russians were insisting until yesterday, I don't know, maybe something changed yesterday, but they insisted that Putin has to be invited to South Africa and he has to be invited to participate in person. I think it is important for him to show that he is invited and that his security is guaranteed, whether it is or not, and whether he's going to come or not is a different matter. China is, of course, a safe option, but it is such a recognition of defeat on the part of South Africans. Yeah.
South Africa loses face regardless of what happens. India also is not a signatory to the Rome Statute. Is that not also an option other than India as well? Again, South Africa loses face if the BRICS summit is, of course, moved.
Yeah, look, South Africa loses face in any case, even it's dithering between these different options and offering Zoom and the Russians saying, no, we do not agree to that.
And then,
really, you know, they need invitation.
Irina, I hope you can still hear us. We're having some terrible issues with regard to our internet connectivity this morning. Let's move on to other areas affecting Russia and issues around the Ukraine. Well, there's a very public spat between Yevgeny Prigozhin and Ramzan Kadyrov. These are prominent parts of either the militia or the Chechen militia that's engaged with Russia in the Ukraine war at the moment?
Look, they are both militias. They are both private military companies, more or less, although Kadyrov's army is an official part of the Russian army. But it acts independently. It acts as a regiment, which is called Akhmat, and Prigozhin, who is becoming more and more and more prominent in Russian politics to the extent that he openly offers negotiations with Zelensky. If Zelensky comes here, he says, I will be glad to meet him. So this is something he doesn't have any official position, and yet he behaves as if he is already, well, at least in something like that. But anyway, there was this spat, because until now, both Kadyrov and Prigozhin, who are both very powerful politicians and very powerful military forces, because they were the main sort of...
Professor Irina Filatova, unfortunately, having a very, very bad internet connectivity into our studios this morning. Really appreciate your time. We'll pick it up in... in 2 weeks' time with emerging economies, with a focus on Russia. Jeff says he doesn't think it's about ESCOM. It's about the low cloud that is affecting the reception. 0214460567.